And I tell you, if you have a good heart, if you have a kindness, happy, friendly, and anything positive in your heart, I promise you, you're such a nice guy, you're such a nice person in your world, in our world, in fact. Next question, let's talk more about next question. Do you consider artificial beauty, cosmetic surgery to still be beauty? Why or why not? I don't have any idea about this. I'm so sorry. I don't know what do you mean. And I have no idea. That's it. Next question. How do you feel about the emphasis that people put on beauty these days? In these days, many people, in fact, women, say a lot of times to themselves, how I look like? If I have any good face or beautiful, is there anyone look at me? I call these thoughts beauty trauma. You know, honestly, in these days, people don't care anymore about their behavior or their speaking or their imagines or and etc. People don't care about themselves. People just care about beauty. People just care about body. Body is important for healthy, but if you have a good psychology, if you have a good imagines, if you have a positive emotions, imagines and positive everything in your mind, be sure about this. You have a good body. And you are a good person. And final question. What would you tell your children about beauty? I remember I want to say memorize. I have this in my class, and I remember one day in my class, I told to one of my students who had a beauty face, you know, I told her, look at me, Nazanin. Look at me and don't focus anywhere. Just look at me and answer my question. And she said, yes, my teacher, yes, okay, here we go. I said to him, look at yourself. How many friends do you have? She answered, maybe 6 or 7 friends. Maybe 6 or 7, yeah, 7, my teacher. I said, do you have funny moments with them? And she said, yes, of course. And I asked next questions, do you like them? And she said, absolutely, I love them. And next question, do they like you? Yeah, I'm sure. So I said, tell me Nazanin, if you have not any friends, if you have not any guy that like you, that want to like you, and in the other hand, you have a beautiful face, you have a beautiful shape, and you are so beautiful, and you are the number one beautiful girl in your in the school. Which one do you prefer? Do you want to have friends or number one beautiful in a school? She thought, and suddenly she yelled, "I want my friends, my teacher! I want them! You know, my sir, I don't like to have a beautiful face. I don't want to number one person, beautiful person in the school. Without my friends, I cannot play. I'll be alone. I'll be alone forever. And I don't want it." Finally, I said her, "You are and you have beautiful